Now Fiona's going to come and do our Bible reading. Thank you.
Okay, Psalm 67, and if we're using this Bible, then it's page 581. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him.
Thanks very much, Fiona. So I'm just going to pray as we come to look at Psalm 67 together. Father God, we thank you for these words which you cause to be written, words that call us to praise you, that call the nations to praise you. And please help us to pay close attention as we look at them now. Help me to explain them faithfully. Amen. Well, what is the best birthday present you have ever received? Maybe you can think of a few. Perhaps it was, like on the screen, a shiny new bike, a PlayStation 5, or that Star Wars Lego that you've been thinking about for the whole previous year. You had your eye on all that time. What if you asked for that present so that others could enjoy it too? You realise that your bike was so amazing that you wanted all your neighbours to have a go riding it up and down the road as well. Instead of building the Lego on your own, you got all your friends round to help you piece it together. Well, in today's psalm, God's people are asking him for the most amazing present so that others may receive it too. They're taking words God encouraged them to say, and they're praying these words so that blessings would come to all people. So we can summarize Psalm 67 like this. God has blessed us so we can bless others. I wonder, could you repeat those words with me? Hopefully they're on the screen behind us. So can you say with me? God has blessed us so we can bless others. That's going to be key as we work our way through this psalm. So today is the second in our summer series. Psalm 67 very much follows on from Psalm 66, not just in number, but in terms of its content. The call to rejoice in God's salvation and tell of God's salvation we saw last week, well, this is very much linked to that. This psalm is a prayer that all people receive God's blessing. As God's people rejoice, they were to pass on God's blessing. That's what it's about. They want to pass on his blessing. See, what they've received is far better than even the best birthday present you can imagine. And they want to pass it on. Now, to help us follow the psalm this morning, I've got two headings. Firstly, know the God who saves. And secondly, praise the God who saves. You see, this is what God's people were wanting the nations to do. Those around them who didn't yet know him, that's what they were praying for them. So firstly, know the God who saves. Have a look down at verse 1 in your Bibles. Can anyone remember, looking at verse 1, where we've already seen words like them this morning? Can anyone remember, looking at verse 1, where have we seen those words already? Can anyone remember? They've already come up in our service. Yeah, Anne, I think you've remembered. Yeah. Exactly. So we've sung those words and we've said those words. We said them after our confession. You see, those are words that God taught his people to say hundreds of years before this psalm was written. He was telling them to ask for his blessing because he's kind and loving towards his people. You see, for God to be gracious, the word in verse 1, that's to give his people what they don't deserve. Ultimately, that's forgiveness through Jesus' death on the cross. You see, God's people can never say, give us what we've earned. We must continually rely on God's grace. We're sinful people in need of rescue. And then for God to bless us, well, that's to be generous, super kind towards us. It doesn't mean we'll always get all the birthday presents that we want, but he gives us, his people, all we need to keep following him. And that includes each other, being his family. And then the third thing is, wouldn't it, for God's face to shine on us means that he would look on us kindly and lovingly rather than treating us as our sins deserve. He's a loving father caring for his children. So a parent smiling down on their young child is just a glimpse of what God is promising to do for his people. You see, when we put verse 1 together, put those pieces together in verse 1, it summarizes how God has saved his people and it reminds us how amazing this is. But they can't keep it to themselves, God's people. They want to share it. You see, the gift was far better than a new bike, a PlayStation 5, or even that Lego set. Have a look at verse 2. So that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among the nation, among all nations. So God's people are praying this blessing, not just for themselves, but so they can bless others. Not just for themselves, it's for others too. As God shines his face on his people, they can reflect something of him. That's what we can do if we're trusting in him today. They make known his ways and his salvation message. To know God's salvation, well, that's to receive it. It is to be saved. Well, how could we make God's ways known ourselves? Well, that could be in the way that we care for each other at Christ Church. When we're a loving community that supports those in need. It could even be in saying something to a friend at school or a work colleague about God. There are many ways in which we can make God's ways known. But ultimately, we do that by pointing to Jesus. You see, he is the one who makes God's ways known perfectly. So if I can just point someone to Jesus, that is a brilliant way to show them God. Well, what do the following pictures have in common? Can you see on the screen? Anyone spot? What's the link between all those four pictures? Any ideas? What links them together? What do you reckon? Any? Yes, Fiona?
Well, you eat with your hands.
Yep. They're all things you eat with your hands. That's definitely true. What's right? Bread, yeah, so there's bread in them. What do you call those things? Different types of sandwich, exactly. There's even a McChicken sandwich. Do you see that on the top left? So that's officially a sandwich according to McDonald's. So they're all types of sandwich. The reason why I put those pictures on the screen is because this psalm is like a sandwich, okay? Because if you like, verses 1 and 2 and 6 and 7 are the bread, with verses 3 to 5, the filling. So our first heading, know the God who saves, that follows the bread. So 1 and 2 and 6 and 7 go together. So we read in verses 6 and 7, the land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all ends of the earth will fear him. So verses 1 and 2 and 6 and 7 are very much working together in closing the filling of the sandwich. A good harvest, described here, was an example of God's blessing his people. We can read about that in Deuteronomy 28. But here the harvest is also a metaphor for God's church growing as more people come to trust in him. In fact, Jesus uses that same image of a harvest field when he talks about sending out workers to tell more people about him in Matthew chapter 9. So God is blessing his people by adding to their number. And they pray for more blessing so that the ends of the earth. And that's a phrase that is very similar to all nations in verse 2, if you like, they mirror each other. The ends of the earth, all nations, would know him, would fear him. Now, fear here doesn't mean being petrified or super scared, but it means being in awe of God. So in Proverbs we read, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To fear God is to know him. To fear God is to know him. Now, have you ever tasted food so good that you want others to share it? Maybe it was a new flavor of ice cream or the tastiest chips you've ever eaten. Ever had that feeling, this is so good, I want to share it with somebody else? Well, the psalm tells us that God's blessing is so good that we'll want everyone who doesn't yet know God to share it too. And if we're struggling to know what to pray, here are words that God has given us to pray for others that they would know his blessing too. Now, can you remember how we summarized the psalm at the beginning? Okay, hopefully that's on the screen, or it's going to come up on the screen again. And we're just going to say that to help us think about the psalm. So can you join me in saying this? God has blessed us so we can bless others. Excellent. That'll really help us think about this psalm together. So our first heading was Know the God Who Saves. That's what God's people are praying for all the nations around them. And now we come to the filling in our sandwich. Our second heading is Praise the God Who Saves. So firstly, know. Secondly, praise. That comes in verses 3 to 5. You see, God's people don't just want all nations to know him. They want to praise him too. When we see who God is and what he's done, that he is the God who saves, then praising him, well, that is a natural response. Can anyone spot the connection between verses 3 and 5 in our psalm? Can anyone see how they're connected? Verses 3 and 5. Have a look. What's the connection between verses 3? Yes, Fiona? Sorry, Jasmine, sorry. Exactly the same, aren't they? The verses are exactly the same. Well, you see, it's not that the psalmist has accidentally pressed copy and paste on his computer. He's done it deliberately. They had to grab our attention. When the Bible repeats things, it really wants to grab our attention, highlight that actually this is a prayer to pray, that God's people should be praying all the time. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. It's a prayer to be repeated. It's not just that some people should praise God. All of them should. That's what the verse says. They're to praise him for his ways and his salvation, as we saw in verse 2. That's the best thing anyone can do. The Bible doesn't just say praise is limited, though, to certain actions. There's not kind of a prescribed list of what praise looks like. But verse 4 gives us some examples. Verse 4 says, may the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. Praising God here means being glad or happy. Now, that doesn't mean that our current circumstance will always make us happy. make us feel happy indeed. But we can still rejoice in what God has done, as we saw in Psalm 66, as Elliot shared earlier. Praising God also means singing for joy. It's fantastic to do that this morning. And maybe it's something we can do even more in our midweek meetings as well. Well, in the second part of verse 4, we see another reason to praise God. It says, God rules the peoples with equity, which means justice or fairness. We can praise God because he is in charge. And he's a good ruler. He judges fairly and we can trust him. God also guides the nations of the earth, it says. That seems to be another way of describing God's sovereign rule. He rules and he guides. Whether or not the nations accept it, it's a fact. He does it. But his peoples pray that the nations will see what a blessing it is to live God's way, to live under his rule. Well, think back to the delicious ice cream or those amazing chips that you wanted to share because they tasted so good. Now, if the person you shared them with agreed that they tasted awesome, they would say so, wouldn't they? Even if it was just a they would still be praising the food. Now, if you're a Christian today, do you realize that God has blessed you and that his blessing is something we should want to share with others, just like that delicious food we wanted to pass on? Do you see why this psalm calls everyone to praise the God who saves? Praising and worshipping God is what we're made for. Will you pray that praise comes more and more naturally from you? Maybe even that you're less self-conscious as you sing praises to your Heavenly Father. Will you pray that? Well, our headings this morning have been Know the God Who Saves and Praise the God Who Saves. That's what God's people are praying for the peoples around them, that they would know him too. The psalm is an attractive psalm. It tells us about God's grace and how beautiful that is. When God's people realize the grace he's blessed them with, they long for that blessing to reach others too. Indeed, they display God's grace by the way that they live and speak. If you're a Christian today, are you ready to pray this psalm so that we may display God's salvation? If you're not yet a believer, I pray you may come to know God's salvation as verse 2 of this psalm holds out. Well, can you remember how we summarized the psalm? Let's repeat that phrase for the final time. God has blessed us so we can bless others. I'll just allow us a little moment to reflect, and then I shall pray, and there'll be a chance for comments and questions after that. God has blessed us so that we can bless others. Thank you, Lord God, for your amazing blessing. And may we be those who long to pass that on, to pray the prayer of this psalm. Amen. Well, as we normally have in our service, there's a chance, if anyone would like to share a comment or ask a question, now is a chance to do that. I think there'll be the microphone available for that. Jane's got that. So if anybody would like to, that's an opportunity now.
Four, particularly, may the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide nations of the earth. It struck me that at that time, the Jewish people would have thought themselves the particular people of God, only people who would receive God's blessing, and you know, this, but this is really so global, saying that God is in control, not of the whole earth, and therefore, and if they are being encouraged, you know, at this particular time, for praying for the nations to be glad and sing for joy and know God, and for us, you know, with in the light of the cross, in the light of Jesus, to pray, be praying this, how much more then? It's just challenging me to pray a lot more for the, you know, for people, nations. You know, we've prayed for the authorities today, but you need to pray that a lot more, I think, for peoples to know God. And it's been real, yeah, it's a real challenge to me. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. That's really good, isn't it, to hear, to be encouraged to pray for the nations, pray God's blessing for all those around us. Anybody else like to share a question? Oh, yeah, Laurent is at the back. Yeah.
Just looking at the last verse there, a second to last, sorry, the earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. So in their context, blessing was really tied to material goods, you know, yield of increase. But as Christians today, how does that apply to us? In terms of what is God's blessing to us today?
Yeah, exactly. So we're not necessarily going to have a harvest of good crops and that kind of thing. What does his blessing look like to us today? Well, I think there's both things in the present and things in the future. So we have the blessing, we can think of having church family, we can think of fellowship, the freedom that we have to worship God. But we mustn't think that all our blessings are right now. There's a bigger picture the Bible points us to of blessings in the life to come. And if we kind of expect everything to, all blessings to come now, we can easily get disillusioned in our faith and think, well, why aren't things better? Actually, no, the promises of eternal blessing with God in heaven, in the new creation. So good things for us now, but we mustn't kind of bring forward the things of heaven to now and think, oh, why aren't I having this? Why aren't I having that? We have to have our perspective as the Bible gives us. Thank you. That is exactly right, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, the great blessing of knowing Jesus now. Thank you. That's really good. Flo?
So I think I may have been about to say something quite similar, that actually one of the huge blessings is being able to talk to God and praise him and not be rejected by a holy creator, being called together so that there is an us that can praise him together because we're his family and his people, both of which are huge blessings, whatever my daily bread might be that he gives me that belonging to him and to each other.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, I think one here.
I actually want to tell, probably it's a little story. It's a message from my friend Yonghe, who is just visiting us. She has been heavily involved in historical, religious, like, project. So I want to tell you guys, I think this will make you feel very happy, because what she has done is she visited small remote village, a small little village in China, and she met people who she would call, I know each branch uses different name, let's call priest, like that kind of role. So one lady she met, this lady lives still in the absolutely basic level, no money, no financial support. For example, no fridge at home. Everything is down to very, very basic. But she's dedicated her whole life into serve Christ. It's very touching. So Yonghe told me, she said that when she saw this lady, she felt she can see some spirit from above in her, while she sees a lot of people, she see them as a human being, but in this lady, in her body, in her mind, in her spirit, there is something from above. It's because this lady is so determined, so dedicated, it's like more than hard rock. She not only just the material level, she is so low material level, but she's so happy, such a joy, and she brings joy to everybody around her. And also not only just that, she suffered not only material levels poverty, she also suffered going through historical, you know, a lot of people know about Cultural Revolution. She was tortured, basically. And all those didn't change her belief. That's why I want to tell you guys this story, because like Anne or Ed, you guys say, this global blessing spread. And I want to send this message to you because people are so far away, they received this message, and that's what they did. And this lady is absolutely dedicated her whole life into this, no question.
Thank
More
you
than
so much.
Human being, like, yeah.
That's really
I just
good
want
to
deliver
Thank
this
you.
Message, and this message is from my friend Yonghe. She interviewed this lady, spent time with this lady.
Thank you. That's so good to hear. I think Andy's got something as well.
Just a quick one. We have the blessing now of if we believe and we welcome Christ, we welcome his Spirit comes to dwell in us. We have the Spirit of Christ in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. What a blessing that is. And that's probably what people... He was working through this lady here, so.
Amen. Thank you so much, guys. That's really good to hear.